It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Well, here we are back in our Bible study with Teacher Connie Stample. Hello, Connie.
Hello.
We are in lesson number 56, if you're looking for the notes, ladies, Genesis chapter 40. What are we going to be learning about today, Connie?
We're going to find that Joseph will interpret two prisoners' dreams.
All right. Why don't I start reading the chapter, and then Connie will teach. This is Genesis chapter 40, starting in verse 1. Sometime after this, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt and his baker committed an offense against their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was angry with his two officers, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker, and he put them in custody in the house of the captain of the guard in the prison where Joseph was confined. The captain of the guard appointed Joseph to be with them, and he attended them. They continued for some time in custody. And one night they both dreamed, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each his own dream, each dream with its own interpretation. When Joseph came into them in the morning, he saw that they were troubled, so he asked Pharaoh's officers who were with him in custody in his master's house, "Why are your faces downcast today?" And they said to him, "We have had dreams, and there is no one to interpret them." And Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to God? Please tell them to me." So the chief cupbearer told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "In my dream there was a vine before me, and on the vine there were three branches. As soon as it budded, its blossoms shot forth, and the clusters ripened into grapes. Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand." Then Joseph said to him, "This is its interpretation. The three branches are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and restore you to your office, and you shall place Pharaoh's cup in his hand as formerly when you were his cupbearer. Only remember me when it is well with you, and please do me the kindness to mention me to Pharaoh, and so get me out of this house. For I was indeed stolen out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the pit." But when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was favorable, he said to Joseph, "I also had a dream. There were 3 cake baskets on my head, and in the uppermost basket there were all sorts of baked food for Pharaoh, but the birds were eating out of it the basket on my head." And Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat the flesh from you. On the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, he made a feast for all his servants and lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. He restored the chief cupbearer to his position and placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him."
Thank you, Amy. Interesting, this chapter ends with the words, the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph. But we know that God will not forget Joseph. We think about other places in Genesis where it talked about, but God remembered Noah, God remembered Abraham, God remembered Jacob. So we're confident of that. Here we have an account of Joseph being someone to interpret dreams, but he gives the credit to the Lord, and he understands God is the one who gives the dreams, and God is also the one who gives the interpretation. And so even though the two officials of Pharaoh are in prison and they don't have access to the wise men of Egypt, they actually have the wisest man probably in the land right there, Joseph, to help them. We do also need to recognize, it says the cupbearer and the baker committed an offense against Pharaoh. And that word is actually the Hebrew word which is talking about sinning against God. And so they were seriously offended Pharaoh by whatever they had done. And we also find, again, Joseph is the one who's the custodian of the prison, the steward of the prison. He is watching them and taking care of everything. And I think we can see from the words that he is very much a faithful steward, because he notices right away when their faces are troubled and they're sad, and he asks them why. And this is the morning after their dreams, which they don't know the meaning of. And so then he tells them that the interpretation of dreams belong to God, and God gives him the ability to give the meaning of these dreams of the two cupbearers. are the two officials of Pharaoh. We also need to just step back for a minute. Remember how important dreams have been in Genesis, how God reveals himself both to pagans or to his people through dreams. And Joseph himself had two dreams before he came to Egypt. And here we're going to have two dreams. And then in next chapter, we're going to have Pharaoh having two dreams. And all through this, we're seeing that God is advancing what he's doing in the world through these dreams. We come to the meaning of the dreams, and we find out that the cupbearer's dream is favorable because he makes wine and gives it to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's pleased with him. And then for the baker, the interpretation is not favorable because he's made baked goods and the birds are eating them, and then that means Pharaoh's displeased with him. And truly, that's what's going to happen. It says that Pharaoh lifted up their heads, but one was lifted to honor, and the other one was lifted actually to execution or hanging. And once again, God is working in and through people to accomplish his purposes. Another thing to notice in this chapter is in verse 15, Joseph says, "Remember me. I haven't done anything wrong. I've been tossed into this pit." So he's calling his prison a pit. And that's the same Hebrew word that we had when he was tossed in the pit or cistern back in chapter 37 when his brothers sold him into slavery. And so we just see interesting things coming and going. But also in that plea to the cupbearer to remember him, he said, "Please show me kindness when you get out of this prison." And that word for kindness is truly the Hebrew word hesed, which means steadfast love or loving loyalty. And so Joseph is asking the man whom he's just helped and all to remember him when he gets out of prison. But this cupbearer will not remember. However, God himself remembers. And that's truly the beautiful thing of what's going on. Probably if we're going to talk a little bit more about this chapter, we could talk about how Joseph seems to be growing and trusting God. We see him serving faithfully. We see him mentioning God's name. We see him speaking of God. And it doesn't seem, at least from this account, that he's bitter or angry or moping or anything that perhaps might be an understandable situation considering all the wrong that's been done to him. We see that he continues to serve faithfully. And truly, Amy, I think there's an idea, a New Testament idea of to whom much is given, much is required. It seems God is testing Joseph in a way, and he's being faithful in difficult, hard circumstances because we know soon he's going to be elevated and be ruling over all of Egypt and have a lot that he's over control. Truly, we see that God has not forgotten Joseph because, again, even here in prison, he is being successful and doing what God would have him do. And so as we think about how God is setting in stage to bring his children, Israel, to Egypt, he had told Abraham that was going to happen. He's rising up Joseph to be the leader who's going to be there to receive them and help them that happen. Any thoughts about this chapter?
It amazes me that we know how this is going to end for Joseph, that he does get out, but at this time he doesn't know. And yet, as far as he knows, he's going to be in that prison indefinitely, maybe forever, maybe he'll die there. And yet he still serves faithfully, knowing that.
That is true. And he's certainly learning to wait on the Lord's timing in the fact that God gave him those clear dreams.
Yes.
I think he's still holding on to the hope that God is going to make those promises come true.
That's true.
And it is true when the dreams of these two officials come true so immediately, I would think that would be validation to Joseph that God is working in and through these. But good point. And still, he doesn't know when.
Yeah.
And we also know that it's going to be a while before he gets out, even after this episode.
Yes.
Anyway, God is working, and it's a beautiful thing. We see Joseph's faithfulness, but again, it's because of God's working in his life. All right. Well, that wraps up today's lesson, and you can find the notes on naomistable.com.